Don't look at me now, see. You can look at me, but look, let your faith look beyond that. You can look at me with physical eyes, but look at him with your eyes of faith, that he is that word. And he's just changed his mask, see, from what could not be seen to what is absolutely declared, the word made flesh. Have faith. Don't move around now. Be real quiet. Reverend, you can move around in a moment, but be real quiet, Reverend. That's, what is it? It's a gift. A gift ain't to take like a sword and go punch and jab and pull. That isn't it. A gift is just getting yourself out of the way so the Holy Spirit can work in a human body. Don't try to say, Lord God, I got a gift, I got a gift, hallelujah. You'll never get it. If you just know how to let yourself go, it's a, like pulling a gear. See? Change yourself into faith from unbelief. Just jerk a little gear back there and say, well, I've always kind of been skeptic, but really now I believe now. Now watch what happens then. Just do it once and see what happens. Just pray. And I try to get myself from the message into a gift. A gift that the Word might make itself known by the as Hebrews 4:12 says, discern, know the thoughts in the heart. Pray for whatever's wrong with you. Pray and just say, God, I'm needy. The man don't know me, but I'm needy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for the glory of God, and according to the Word of God that I just got through preaching, I take every spirit in here under my control. Now, no matter what happens, it might be something happened just in a minute. There's a critic sitting here. I'm just thinking something's fixing to happen. So, just be real reverent. If anything gets disturbed, you just sit still. You sit real still. Let that person do what they're going to do. Watch what happens. Let them make the move and see what happens. You'll see whether he's God or not. You ought to see him in battle. You've seen him in healing. Watch him in battle. Satan's trying his best to do it. Just let him do it once. See what happens. There's another person sitting over here that's been suffering. Sitting right down here. A man and his wife. She's praying. He's praying far. It's a nervous condition. Nerves in the face. She's kind of a heavy-set woman. Her husband has a white shirt on. She's laying his hands upon her. That is true. Raise up your hand if that be true, if that's what you're praying about. Don't worry. It'll stop. It's a promise if you'd believe. You touched his garment. There's a lady sitting right back here on this side. She's suffering with a female trouble. I hope Mrs. Reed, you know I don't know you. But that's true, isn't it? You were praying, Lord, be merciful to me. He has. He's going to leave you now. You just believe with all your heart. Don't you doubt. You have faith. Here's a lady sitting right here at the end, little dark-looking hat on. She's praying about it's trouble. She's got trouble. Don't you see that light hanging over there? She's got her head down. She's got trouble with her knees. She hurt her knees. She fell, and it hurt her knees. See? I don't know her. God knows that. But that's true, isn't it, lady? Here, lay your hand over on that next lady saying to you, come right straight to her. She's suffering from a nervous condition. And that nervous condition has, she's got eye trouble, and the eyes was operated on, which caused it. That's right, isn't it? Raise your hand. If thou canst believe. This other lady put her hand up right there by the side of her, kind of thrilled her. But the reason, if you believe God can tell me what your trouble is, it's in your ankles. That's right, wave your hand like that. All right. What did he say he would do? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe that? Yes. Here's a man sitting in front of me. He's suffering with arthritis. He really, I don't know where he's going to get it or not. He's kind of a man about my age. He suffers with arthritis. He's not from here. He's from Kansas City. You believe that God will heal you? You believe God can tell me what your name is? Mr. Francis. You believe with all your heart? He's trying to rob you from it, sir. And he was thinking I was meeting another man, but it was you. And when I said that, a real funny feeling come over you, a real sweet, warm. If that's right, wave your hand like this. Also, your wife sitting there. She's Mrs. Francis. She suffers also with arthritis. And she's got trouble with her eyes and trouble with her ears. Is that right? That's right. The lady sitting next to her, right next to her there, she's suffering with varicose veins. Right? She has something wrong inwardly, some kind of, it's a bladder trouble. She has bladder trouble. She's also from Kansas City. Miss Gregg. That's right. If I'm a total stranger to you people, raise up your hands like that. I mean to these people here at this call. Raise up your hands. You people just called in. If I'm a stranger. What is it? The same God who came down in human flesh and eat meat and drank milk. And Jesus said, and Abraham said rather, that he was Elohim, God manifested in flesh. Jesus said, as it was in that day, that Jehovah, the Son of Man, again, in the form of prophetic, like he was, would return again at the last days, just before your bodies is going to be changed. We couldn't, see, Sarah couldn't receive that baby in that body, could she? Abraham couldn't in his body. His body had to be changed. So does ours, to receive the Son. Take the Word in. He is the Son. It is the Word. You believe it? Now bow your heads just a moment. Thoroughly with all your heart, is God justified in making these promises? Do you believe His Word is the truth? Do you believe that these witnesses are only false witnesses? That they didn't have the faith to believe it in the beginning? You are the jury, and you are the judge. Every jury has to make up its mind. The judge has to pass the verdict. Have you made up your mind that God's Word of Mark 16 is the truth? If you have, raise up your hand. I've brought witnesses on the scene that come in the same way of this in the last days and prove that God's Word was right. And God's Word promises this in the last days, and I'm here and you're here before you to prove the rest of them. Every one of you. Each one of you can be called one by one like that, if you believe it. Ask these people, talk to them where the Holy Spirit's called. What are you doing now, Brother Bram? I'm trying to get it away from you. It just keeps happening everywhere in the building. You see it flashing. See, but I'm trying to get you to believe it. Have faith in God. Believe it. He's justified in writing this. He's confirmed it and proved that it's the truth. He prophesied it 30 years ago and proved it today. He said it 2,000 years ago and proved it today. His Word is the truth. And every word of God is inspired in all of it's the truth. And Mark 16 said, they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Jury, what is your verdict in this court this afternoon? Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Raise your hand. Are you fully convinced that Mark 16 is the truth, the Word of Jesus Christ? If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover? Raise your hands. Then Satan, you got to go. Mr. Unbeliever, you have no business among us any longer. Mr. Skeptic or Mr. Impatient, I don't care how long it takes it, it's going to happen. Do you call me a believer? Raise up your hand if you do. I'm a believer. I'm going to pray for you and lay hands on you. You believe it's your pastors here are believers? Raise up your hands. How many believing ministers are out there? Raise up your hands. I'm going to ask the believing ministers to come here just a minute. Is that all right, Pastor? I want every minister in this building that's a believer, come here and stand with me just a moment. I want genuine believers now. Remember, we don't want make believers, we want genuine believers. Come here and stand on the platform. Go to see something happen now. I believe you told me the truth. Now remember, real quiet, just a minute, as these ministers are coming, I want to say something to you. Now what? What'll happen? Your action from... Your action... Somebody slipped. Sorry. Your action from this on will be your verdict. How many believe that? Raise up your hand. Now everybody that's got a prayer card, stand up over on the right-hand side here. Get over on this side. You, each one of your aisles, stand out in the right-hand side of your aisle. In the right-hand side of your aisle. Now, them on the other end over there will have to come out this way. All right. All these on this side with prayer cards, stand up in this aisle like this. On the right-hand side. That'd be the left-hand side, I'm sorry. This side over here would be your right-hand side. That's on your left-hand side. Now, come right around like that. Form your line. Now, all you ministers, come here and make a double line right across this way. Two lines right this way. Right around here. Right around here. Each one of you. Now, how many of you believe? Raise your hand. Say, now, again, I want to show God that I absolutely believe that Mark 16 is the truth. Raise up your hand. I now accept it. How many out there that won't be in the prayer line will be praying for these that's in the prayer line, and the whole group of us together will be praying as believers? Raise up your hand. Now, let's pray. Lord Jesus, Thou art God. Thou art the great I Am. Not the I was or I will be. You are I Am, present tense. There is no power that can stand in Your way. You are God, and there's none like You. You make Your words to be confirmed. You proved it to us through the witnesses this afternoon in this trial, this jury, and also this court, and the judges it will be. We have given the trial fair. We've taken what the enemy said. We've taken what the prosecutor said. We've taken what his witnesses said. We brought it back with the witness of the defense witness. And he's proved that God is justified in making these statements, because He does bring it to pass to believer by many more witnesses than the unbeliever can produce witnesses. Now, we know that is true. It only lays if the people has judged it to be right, the Word of God to be the truth. Grant, Lord, that everyone passing through these line here, Father, these men standing here, after I'm gone, someone might say, Brother Branham laid hands on them. But I want the people to know that these pastors has just as much right to lay hands on the sick as anybody does. They don't have to wait till some special time evangelist comes through. But their own pastor has the right to lay hands on them. God grant that every person that passes through this line of hands here today that's been called and ordained of God to lay hands on the sick. We know we have no holy hands, but we don't look at ourselves. We look at our sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, who's bleeding before the throne of God now to cleanse us, to carry out His commission. Grant, Lord, that every man, woman, boy, or girl that passes through here will go off of this platform rejoicing just the same as if they were normally and well and sound. Grant it. May this jury's verdict, as they claim it was, he was justified. And may now the judgment that they pass will be their action from hereafter. Help us, God, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Brother Roy Borders or some song leader, if you'll come here just a moment and lead now with your eyes closed. Now just fall right in line as your line comes along. Come through here. We've prayed. Each one of these men, while I put them up here, was this. Now you over here will have to come down this way and fall right in line with these here as they come out. See? Right now, just wait till they go away. Wait till this line comes out. Then you, lady, right here, sister, wait right there. See, wait right there. See? Usher, some of you help them there, see? See, you've got to let this lines come out, these lines come out, and this line follow them. See? Coming through. Now, if you're coming through here just presuming, just guessing, stay out of the line. Might make you worse. But if you come through here believing, there's nothing going to take it out of you. How many knows it from this? This is the settling time. You reach in the line and say, this is it. I believe it. No more to complain about it. It's over right now. I've accepted the Word of God. If you don't come in the line now. You believe with all your heart. And come, God's vindicated Himself by Word in the witness and trial. Present right now, the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's nothing left but to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Here's your pastors. You know they're believers. They're your shepherds. Now, I don't want you to get the impression me or Roberts or somebody else is the only person that's ordained to do this. Every minister is ordained to do it. Every believer, whether he's a minister or not, is ordained to do it. Every person that believes has a right to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I don't say your pastor or anybody would be take the gift of discernment. They don't have to do that. That's not their calling. That's not their calling to do that. That's to be one in an age. But we find out that you are called as a believer. These signs shall follow. Damn it. Don't point out any person. Damn that believe. You believe it with all your heart now. Brother Roy, you lead the song, Only Believe. Everybody in prayer, ministers, as they pass by, lay hands on them. And laity and friends, when you pass by here, don't you have one doubt in your mind. Just pass right through the line, going out here, say it's settled. Now remember, you have been the jury on this case. You raised up your hand that you had your verdict. Everybody understand? Say amen.
Amen.
You've had your verdict. Now, what you do hereafter will prove whether you told the truth or not.
Amen.
Your judgment will be passed for what you do from hereafter. That'll be, you'll be the judge and jury. If you truly believe it, it's got to happen. If you're make-believing, it won't happen. Because it's proved by the Word, by the presence of God, by everything that there is. Is anything left to be done? If he'd come right here this afternoon, could he heal you? No, he's already done it.
Amen.
He's all, anything left to be done now. He's vindicated himself here by the Word, proved everything. The only thing you have to do, you've made up your mind, you heard the trial, you passed the verdict. Now, come and show your judgment. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
That's all together now,
praying,
let
all
the people
come
to
stand up on the post now.
All right,
every
all
man
now.
Touch that child, touch everybody. Every man touch that people with faith now. Close your eyes.
All things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible,
now, can you sing it this way? Now I believe. Right now, I believe it. Yep, raise your hands out. I really believe it. These signs shall follow them that believe. All things are possible. Now I believe. Oh, now I believe, now I believe, all things are possible, now I believe. Some time ago, about 15 years ago, I remember one night being called to a hospital to a boy dying with black diphtheria. There was a heart that went bad on him, and the father kept coming to the meeting to get me to go pray for the boy. And the boy was about 15, 16 years old, and I was just so busy I couldn't do it. And finally, if you take it to one, then it's the other, you know. So the father just kept holding on, waiting to the time. Finally, one night after service, I went to the hospital. Well, the doctor told me that I could not go in. He said because the boy has got the diphtheria on him, and you're a married man, you can't go in and take that germ. Well, I asked him, just please let me go in. The man was Catholic. And I said, are you a Christian? He said, I'm Catholic. And I said, if a priest was standing here and trying to bring the last rites of the church to the boy, would you accept it? He said, that's different. That's a priest. You're a married man. I said, if I sign a paper, take all responsibility? He said, I can't do that, sir. And I said, please. I said, this, I'm just as much to them people as a priest would be to you. Finally, he dressed me up like a Ku Klux Klan, all that white stuff, and take me in. And I went to the boy, and he had been unconscious 2 or 3 days. His heart was just barely beating. I forget what the respiration, very small, just barely beating. And the old father and mother were standing there. And I just knelt down and just a simple little prayer, laid hands up on him. I said, Lord Jesus, I use this scripture. You said these signs shall follow them that believe. Your father and mother, they wouldn't be persistent in holding on for me to lay hands upon that boy if it hadn't have been if they believed it. And Lord, I wouldn't have come here as a mock. I believe that what I've said and taught is the truth. And I said, I bless the little boy in the name of Jesus Christ. Let him live. And when I raised up, the old father and mother began to hug one another and say, isn't it wonderful, mother? Isn't it wonderful? The boy hadn't changed one bit. Just lay there. And I looked at him, and the little nurse standing there, she was a special nurse, a graduate, and she was over there watching the boy. And she said to the mother, she said, how can you act like that and know your boy's dying? And the old father, like he's about, oh, I guess he's 58, 60 years old, he laid his hands over on her shoulders, and old dad would. He said, child, he said, that boy's not dying. He said, mister, said, I don't know what this was, some kind of a cardiogram or something. Said, his respirations went so low, and with this disease, it's not known in history if it ever gets in that condition for it to ever come back again. And the old patriarch brushed off his eyes and looked at her. I'll never forget this. He said, honey, you're looking at a chart. That's what you're trained to look at. I'm looking at a promise that God made. They lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. The boy's married and got three children, a missionary in Africa. It depends on what you're looking at.
Right.
Now, there might be some here that got here that didn't get a prayer card. I asked the son down there. He said, there's no doubt, but what, there's plenty back there, Daddy, that didn't get a prayer card. How many believers are here then? Raise up your hand. Will you do this while we sing, now I believe, now God was good to you. Won't you, as a believer, it doesn't make a difference whose hands it is as long as it's a believer. See, will you just lay hands on one another and we'll sing this song together, now I believe. And until I meet you, God be with you. Now I believe. That's right. Lay your hands over on somebody near you. Now I believe. All things, no matter what's wrong, all things are possible. He's called in Jesus' name. Now I believe. Oh, now
I believe.
I'm not kidding. No, just now I do. All things are possible. Oh, now I believe. Now, all that believe it, raise up your hands like this. I now believe it. God bless you. Till we meet.
He's here with us. Now, it's only about a dozen hands or more went up. I believe that God can heal every one of you. Right? I believe you are. I don't believe that a person really could sit in a place like this without, in this kind of time, in this atmosphere, without knowing, recognizing something. I want you to pray. I want you to get what's wrong with you in your heart. See? And then begin to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, reveal this. I'm speaking to you. What's wrong with me? And now, you send your Holy Spirit to Brother Branham to fulfill what he said to be the truth. And this message that he's talked today about you, I know it'll be the truth. Now, reveal it to me, Lord. Speak to me. Now, it's scattered coming here and around. So, just pray. And yet, just believe with all your heart that God will grant it. Now, I want you to look at me and pray. Just as Peter and John said, look on us. He wanted something, and he's just about to receive it. And you want something, and I believe you're just about to receive it. He said, look on us. He said, silver and gold, I don't have any. But such as I have, I'll give you. Now, healing, I don't have any. That's all in Christ. But such as I have, a gift of God, give I thee. Faith to believe him. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, every one of you be healed. Believe him. If thou canst believe. little lady sitting there looking at me. She's crying a few minutes ago praying. She's got thyroid troubles bothering her. I don't know, you're a stranger to me. That is true, isn't it? You're not from here. You're from Chicago. This is Alexandra. That's right, wave your hand. I go back to Chicago and be well. What did she touch? Same thing that woman with the blood issue touched. The border of his garment, not mine. There's a little lady sitting right down among the crowd, if I can make her to understand me. You have raised your head sideways. I don't know you. You're a stranger to me, but you're suffering with a stomach trouble. Your husband sits next to you. He has something wrong with his ear. Your name is Zep. You're strangers to me. You're not from here. You're from Michigan. That's right, wave your hands. Go back to Michigan well. Your faith makes you whole. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Little lady there with throat trouble, sitting right back here on the end in Georgia, dressed in white. Go back down Georgia well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you believe him? Lady sitting there looking at me, running in the seat. She got sinus trouble. She'll believe it, God will heal her. Miss Brown, believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ, man. You're a stranger to me, but he knows you. Do you believe it? Raise up your hand, that's right. Laying here on this cot. Got to look over here, she's been suffering going on. If I could heal her, I'd do it, sir. I can't heal. She's not from here, come a long way. You're from Missouri. Your troubles are internal. But if you'll believe with all your heart and don't doubt, Jesus Christ is healing, you can go back to Missouri well and give your testimony. You believe it? And accept it and take your cot and go home. Jesus Christ will make you well. Do you believe? That's the identification of the eternal King's presence. Do you believe it now with all your heart? Now, he certainly made a ring right around through this building. You believe it with all your heart? You believe you're in his presence? Now, you believe and accept that you're one of the delegation of this kingdom? Raise your hand. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. We are one another. You're part of me. I'm part of you. We're all part of Christ. Now, together, let's lay our hands on each other. The woman on the cot got up, moving around, going back home to be well. Amen. You're everyone healed if you believe it. Now, put your hands on one another, and you are this part of Christ. You pray for the person you got your hands on, just the way you want to. Lord Jesus, we recognize you here. You're our King. You identify yourself among us. We thank you for this presence. And Lord, you said, if you say to this mountain, be moved, don't doubt it. Believe what you said will come to pass. You can have it. You can have what you said. Then, in obedience to this commandment, in obedience to the Word of God, which cannot fail, we, as your delegates from 1,500 miles square, like the city, we say to Satan, the defeated devil, your end is to be burned. We are the delegation from the city. It's four square, the city where the Lamb is alive. We are the expressed attributes of God Almighty, who Jesus Christ has redeemed by His grace. Satan, come out and leave every sick person that's in here. In the name of Jesus Christ, holy hands has been redeemed because they believe the Word and are attributes of God's thought. Now, them hands is up on each other. You cannot hold them any longer. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, he's here. His word says he's here. Your presence and your face speaks of you're one of the delegation. Even every geographically measure that we can show it is. Can you recognize that you're redeemed sons and daughters of God? Do you recognize this is your home? This is where you're going. That's why you come here. That's why you come to Christ. You're feeding on His Word. And if you can have a time like this here, just by His expressed attributes, what would it be when we come into His presence? Oh, it'll be wonderful. Each one of you has a right to heal the sick. Lay your hands up on the sick. Each one of you has a right to baptize. If somebody here has not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the pool's open. That's the only way you're going to make it. That's right. Just obey every word. Remember, one little phase of the word in the beginning caused every sin on earth. Jesus said, whosoever shall take one word away from this, or add one word to it, won't go in. His name's off the book. As soon as it up. And there's no place in the Bible where anybody was ever baptized in the church otherwise than in the name of Jesus Christ. If you haven't been baptized that way, you better do it. Or I said, don't make any difference. It did to Eve. Satan said, oh, surely God, you know God. But he did. He said so. He gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. And what was bound at Pentecost is bound forever. That's the reason the bride coming to review the second time, there has to be a church called out of the latter day like it was in the first day. This is like the trees come from its roots up to the bride tree, like it did in that time. God's masterpiece again, as it said 2 Sundays ago, to be taken to the city. God bless you. I now believe. Satan is defeated. He knows he's on the earth. He's going like a roaring lion. It isn't long until he's finished. He knows this time. He's going like a roaring lion. But remember, the Prince of Peace stands by. The great divine one, the architect of my being. The architect who built me what I am, who built you what you are, is here. If the architect, who knows how to put the building together in its right place, who knows better than the architect? And he's here to prove himself is here. Not based upon your faith. Believe. Only believe. Now, how many here that does not have a prayer card, and you're confident, you're absolutely sure that God can heal the sick. Raise up your hand. Do you believe it? How many of you here is from that knows that I know nothing about you? Don't know all your diseases. These people here, now in my tabernacle, to one of you strangers, there hardly is anybody. I see that these ministers just down now, I see a person I recognize. I'm not here enough, see? And there's just people come in from everywhere. How many in here, let me prove it to you, how many here knows I know nothing of you? Raise up your hand. That's your hand before God, you see. I know nothing of it. Now, I don't know that I might get somebody to call in a prayer line like this that I did know, but I wouldn't know what they were here for, see? I wouldn't know what you were here for. Now, what I'm trying to do is to get you to see this. Now, watch. The works that I do, shall you do also. You believe that?
Amen.
You believe you approve that word?
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Did he say he would reveal himself as Son of Man at the end of the church age? I mean, and the world would look be in the shape of Sodom and Gomorrah. You believe that? Now, Billy, why don't you just let him come right by here? Yeah, all right. Well, okay. All right. At the end of the age, he would reveal himself. Now look, do you realize that here's a total impossibility? Now, here's people standing this line that I never seen in my life. There's people sitting out there that I never seen. But remember, Hebrews 4:15, I believe it is, that said that he's a high priest now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Is that true? Now, if he is the high priest, then he is Hebrews 13:8 then, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that right? Now, how would he reveal himself? As I told you, he always speaks to his prophet. He always sends a message before judgment. All the things, he never changes his way. He decided in the Garden of Eden how he would save man through the shed blood of an innocent one. He's never changed it. We try to change it through education, through towers of Babel, through great cities, and everything like that. We try to change it, but it don't work. We try to change it by educating the world to him. We try to change it by denomination of people. It never works. Only one place man can meet to worship, under the blood. Your denominations will split you up, but under the blood, you're the same. He never changes. Now, if he is the unchangeable high priest,
and the same yesterday, today, and forever, then he's got to keep that word. Not because we said he did, because he said he would. Now, if he will do that, just stop a minute. Think. Now, how many of you in this prayer line know that I know not one thing about you? Your sickness, I raise up your hand. You know what I... How many in that prayer line knows I don't even know you? Raise up your hand. Look at the audience, see? Now, you out there, you don't have to be here. You just touch his garment. You just speak. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you. Now, you say, I believe that. And I believe it. That you can reveal to Brother Branham because, now not because it's Brother Branham, he's just an ordinary man. And probably, if the rapture come this morning, you think about the rapture. If the rapture come this morning, I say this in humility. There's no doubt that half of this congregation, if we went according to the degrees, according to where we should be, half of you go before me. Right? I'm not, look at the responsibility I got and how loosely I carry it. I'm an unprofitable servant of Christ. To know what I know about him and then live the way I do, not immoral, not unclean, nothing like that. God knows that truth, see. I try to live right, but I just look like I can't get the thing to go over. Maybe it'd been somebody else, maybe highly educated or something, they could have got it to the people. But then it comes to think that not all the people's going to get it anyhow. He knows what he's going to do. So I just commit myself to him and say, Lord, I'm in your hands. Do with me as you see fit. Now, if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever, now I believe I know this woman. I can't think of who she is, but I know her. I know her somehow. But I see her face. But I don't know who she is right this time. But I know her. Somehow, don't you know me? I looked at her face. I thought I knew her, but I can't call who she is. But I believe she. Don't your husband? Ain't she the woman that works at the? Her husband works at 777 or 711 or something like that down in New Orleans. This is Aiden. That's right. Now, are you been here to come to church? Roy? Is that the one we went to one day on, is that the one up on the mountain? I say, her sister. That was, well, at that time, see. I remember Roy and I were driving along. He mentioned that name and the Lord sent me up there and healed the woman right there. And I just remember. Now, but to know what's wrong with you, I have no idea. You know that. But if the Lord Jesus can tell her something that she's done, or maybe she's got some financial trouble, maybe her and her husband got some trouble, maybe her and her children, maybe one of her children, if she's got children, I don't know. But if she has, maybe some of her children are running out, maybe she's standing here to know something about that. I don't know. I have no way of knowing. I can't tell you. But he knows. See? So you see, listen, now catch this real close. I've never said this to the audience before, but I feel led to say it now. What is a word? Is a thought expressed. Now, how can I express her thought? Or how can I express to her what her thought is? It'll have to be some other thought that's presented, and she can't do it. So I have to express his thought. And if it's right, if it's God's thought, it'll be right. If it isn't God's thought, then it won't be right. She'll know it. You'll know it. All will know it. See, there's just no way around it. It's either got to be God or not God. His grace is sufficient. Now, you believe, everybody. And how many is going to believe? Well, maybe you've never seen one of the meetings before. But you're going to believe if God does that. And then you out there now, you won't be in the prayer line. You pray too. Or if you're coming in prayer, I don't care who you are, you just pray. Lord Jesus, now I've took lots of time, but it's your service, Lord. Now I've done all that humanly I can do, but thou art God. Now the rest is in your hands, Father. Let it be known that you're God and your word is true. Prove your word, Lord, of this last day when the Son of Man will be revealed. How did he make himself known? He was the Word. What is the Word? A discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He perceived their thoughts. Told Peter, Philip, Nathaniel, the woman at the well, all the rest there, that when they would come, know the little girl was asleep, not dead. I pray, God, that you'll use our humble tabernacles today of this earthly dwelling, that you might make yourself known. Through Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now to heal, I cannot heal. What is the gift, Brother Bam? Something you take and, you know, it's something you know how to get yourself out of the way. As long as you're there, it'll never work. William Branham is the greatest enemy I got. But when I get him out of the way, then Jesus Christ can use the body. See, now, I come to that woman. Now what? Now say, if she was sick. Here's a lady here's got her limb laying up on a chair. Now, if Jesus is here and go down and lay his hands up on that woman, that limb would get well. No doubt about that. But you see, we are human beings with dirty hands. His hands is holy. God vindicated him. He was the Word. You believe that?
Amen.
Sure. He had no doubt. He'd lay his hands up on her and say, daughter, be well. She'd get well. But then he commissioned us to do the same thing. I think he's clearly identified it. Now, what if he would give me a vision and tell this woman something to do? That what I believe that if I lay my hands up on her, she'd get well. You believe that?
Yeah.
But what if he didn't give the vision? What would the vision do? Only give me faith. Transmitting my faith, the unseen power of God. See? Now, if you, every one of you die right this minute, you never see her. You leave your body. All your mental faculties, all that you are, would leave, but you never see it go. See? It'd be the force that makes me move my hands. That's the force, isn't it? The force that can make me think. The force that makes me preach. The force that makes me live, act. That same force that can motivate this body would leave it, and you wouldn't see the force leave. It's the unseen force. So is faith. Don't miss this. Faith. And Jesus said, they shall lay hands on the sick. Now, see, if I went and had a vision and laid hands on her, I believe that she's going to get well because I saw the vision. My confidence is in the vision. But what about the Word? Lay hands on her with the same faith that a vision's only given to motivate my faith and your faith. With the same faith without the vision, it'll work just the same. Some people are giving great faith. Some don't have that kind of faith. They're giving visions to give them that faith. See? Now, she'd still be the same dirty hand, be the same person, but just laying hands upon her. Now, let the Holy Spirit confirm His presence. Confirm His Word that He promised. Now, I forgot what your name was. What is your name now? Egan. Well, he could have told me that, if he wanted. But I just said that I know you. Now, you just come right here just a little closer. There's people standing up praying. Now, Miss Egan, If I be the servant of Christ, and I have preached the Word, which I believe to be the truth. You believe that? You believe that. Now, if you have a need of something, I cannot give it to you because I don't have it to give. Unless it's maybe a little money or something, or I could go talk to your husband or children or loved ones or something. I could. But if you need a healing, I couldn't give it to you. That's already purchased. But to a gift, I can make you recognize, if you have faith, that that's already purchased. Because the one who purchased it, the only one you could have faith in, is the Son of God. The purchaser is standing here. Is that right? The purchaser's here. Now, you know me as a brother, a minister. Now, I know you as a sister. We know him as God. Now, if that unseen person, by a gift that I have to make myself get out of the way, can tell me, tell you, through me, my lips. See? Now when I'm praying, God don't see me. He hears my voice through the blood of Jesus. See? He don't see me, he hears my voice. And that blood there is to represent what I am. See? Then he hears my voice, but he sees only the blood. See? He don't see me. So I can't be dirty when I'm under the blood. The blood cleanses. See? He's the bumper between me and God. And promise, ask the Father anything, I'll do it. You believe that to be true? Now, if everybody looks like, can you see what's happening?
Amen.
Look, coming in here. A light, amber, moving right around. Now she couldn't hide it if she had to. No. You're here from the results of something that's happened to you. You've had pneumonia. And you've been in the hospital. You've been under oxygen tent, and you're suffering from the results of it. You're going to be well. Jesus Christ is going to be healed. Oh, my God. Sister, I'm going to lay my hands on you in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you, God.
Go be happy, now. Don't doubt it all. How do you do, sister? I don't believe I know you. We're strangers. Now, here's a woman that I don't know. I don't know you. I have no way of knowing you. But do you believe that God could reveal to me by His Word? Because He promised. You believe He could tell me something about you? And that would make you accepted. Is that right? Knowing that it wouldn't be me, your brother. It would be He, your Savior. Do you believe that? You're pending an operation. You've been told you have to have an operation. You believe He could tell me what the operation is for? It's in the stomach and in the bowels. That's exactly right. You want to escape it. You believe now with this Spirit here, the Spirit of Christ, all around us and standing up on me, you know something had to tell you, because I don't know you. You believe a laying hands that would transmit the faith that I believe in with you as your faith, and before God our Father, you'd be healed? And Lord Jesus, I obey your command. When you said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Let our sister be made well for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't just forget about it. Go and believe it with all your heart.
Amen.
How do you do? I say that just to contact your spirit, lady. Just like Jesus did to the well to bring me a drink. Now, I don't believe I ever seen you. I believe you're a stranger to me. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand so the audience can see. I don't know the lady. This is genuine healing. It's genuine faith. Genuine Scripture. The unadulterated Word of God made manifest and proved that He's not dead. He is alive forevermore. And he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also, and this believer will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Well, how can you doubt it? Now he knows who would and who would not. I don't. That's up to him. But now, if this lady be a stranger, I don't know her, never seen her in my life. She's a young woman, much younger than me. But I have never seen her. And she's here for some purpose. You believe that these things I've taught in the Bible, lady, to be the truth? You believe they are the truth? And you accept it, not because I said it, because God said it. You believe we're living in the last days when the Son of Man was to be manifested. That would be all the words that's gathered up through Luther, Wesley, Baptist, and all that, the Pentecostal, all gathered up through the revelation of what's all been. The seventh angel was to open the sixth seal mystery. It's all be gathered up, and the Son of Man, His fullness of time, has come to the fullness of His Word to manifest the fullness of His body.
Amen.
That's the Word, that's the spoken Word made manifest by the Word, revealed the Word. Now, if God can tell me what your trouble is, brother, He made you, He knows all about you, and if He can reveal it, you look like a healthy person. But if He can reveal it to me, you know what's the truth or not. And you accept it? I look right at you. Of course you're wearing glasses. You've had to wear them. That really isn't what you're here for. I see that moves right back, see? Now, you're here because of blood clot. You believe you can tell me where they're at? Leg. Do you believe that to be God doing that? Do you believe God can tell me more about you? Huh? It's all it's your stranger, and I just wait off you a minute. You think you can tell me where you're from? You're from Gary, Indiana. You think you can tell me who you are? Miss Ogden. True. Now you go back home and get well. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How do you do? We are strangers to each other too. I don't know you. But you believe that the Lord Jesus can reveal to me your trouble? You know it. Thank you, sister. That's very fine. All right? Being that you know that then, that hernia, all right, and you got,
thank you, Jesus.
And you got a growth in your side.
Thank you.
That's right, isn't it? You know, you say what side it's in? It's in your right side.
Thank
That's
you,
exactly
Father.
Right. Now go on your road and believe it. You believe? Absolutely, it's the truth. You believe that the Son of God, Son of Man, has come down through the ages as He promised? But just you believe the world is in a Sodom condition, ready to be destroyed by the fire like Sodom was? Sodomites were Gentiles, amen. But down in there in Sodom was some righteous people. God sent a messenger to call them out. Some of them come, some didn't. Most of them stayed in. But there was a group set up on the mountain, Abraham. And there was a messenger came to him to show him what was going to happen. He wasn't going to be in it anyhow. But then the world is in that same condition today. And Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David, and He comes to manifest Himself. I just noticed something happening to the woman. She's here for a great cause. She isn't here for sickness. You know what she wants to ask me? Lay hands on her, she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Raise your hand up if that's right. She has a great thing. Your Heavenly Father, give this child of yours the desire of her heart. May she receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, so shall she receive. You believe? What about you out there? Do you believe too?
Yes.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Look very sincere about that. Do you believe that blood clot can lead to? Sitting right there with the green looking shirt on? Raise up your hand if you believe it'll lead. It will. I've never seen a man in my life. Total, absolute stranger to me. I've never seen him. Do you believe it? The rest of the audience? Don't you see it's got to be him? Cancer is no bad thing for God to heal. You can make it well, can you? You believe you will? All right, then go to prison in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe with all your faith. Hi, honey. You know, Jesus shed His blood that said your blood could be right. Do you believe that? Dear God, I bless this child. May she have a blood transfusion from Calvary. Take all the sugar away, Lord. And let her be well in Jesus' name. How do you do? Did he heal that back and make it well? Believe it. Have faith. Well, she's laying hands on for you. You believe? He made food to eat. He made a stomach to digest it. And when something gets wrong in that stomach, He's the healer of it. You believe that? All right. That's all you have to know. Leave us all your hope. Then she has the same thing. Just go on. Leave it all your It's okay. Bring the lady on. How do you do? Pretty little girl. She's awful little to have female trouble. You believe Jesus will make you well of that? Dear God, this little girl, I curse this enemy. Why, in the presence of Jesus Christ, may it leave her, may she be well. In Jesus' name, amen. You believe? Now, dark shadow moves up. Death. But cancer is not... God can heal cancer and make well. You believe that? Don't you? You believe He's going to make you well? In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse this cursed thing. Under that cross, vicious. May the cross of Christ take it away. May it go in Jesus' name. If thou canst believe all things are possible, how do you do? Of course, your arthritis will go and you'll be made well if you believe. You believe that? You be sure you walk around and you'll be all right. The Lord bless this dear sister and make her well in Jesus Christ. You believe the same thing can happen to you? I believe it has. You go, if you believe it's your heel right now, I believe it's gone from you like that. In the name of Jesus Christ, let our brother go and be normally and well in the glory of God. Amen. Finally happened. You was sitting there crying. You believe them hemorrhoids are going to leave you? You stayed right here for the last half hour, looked like right before me. You stand right beside this man. You've been believing, haven't you? You believe with all your heart. You go back down to Texas and be well. I never seen the man in my life.
Did you
know that will get well and you'll
be ready?
Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, touch the Lord's name, heal it in Jesus Christ's name. Now that spirit draws near, it's all in the belly. Hard to tell where that means. Nerves. Let me show you something. How many nerves out there? Raise your hand. It's hard to say which is which. But God knows all about it. All your desires, you've tried all hard, overcoming. Then things in life, you try to give up, and you want to serve God with everything you can. Looks like it's always been something holds you down. You believe it's going to happen right now this morning, you're going to be made free from these things. Will you believe it? Our Heavenly Father, so that these others might see the desires of Christ, the Son of God, heal this dear woman standing here, Father. Why, dear? We all know what she suffers for. And we pray that she will make her well. As I lay my hands on her with all the faith, I too have an attack right now. Weary, Satan, overworked, nerves going bad. Leave her, Satan. I lay my hands up on her with all the faith that I got. Leave her in Jesus' name. Don't believe in me. That's what you want me to do. I don't know you. You're a stranger to me. That hurt you. If you believe it'll get well, and another thing, you got arthritis. If you believe, you'll be well. Your back troubles bless you. Don't believe you. You believe with all your heart? How many, is that all of them in the line? Does any of us rest the line? You all, pass right by here so I can lay hands upon you. Let's bow our heads just a minute. It's after 1 o'clock. Dear God, I lay hands upon my sister while the anointing of the Holy Ghost is here. Make her well. In Jesus' name. Dear Heavenly Father,